Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC, and every Monday we bring you expert recommendations about what to watch, read, and listen to this month in the segment we call Review Preview. This Monday, it's time for podcasts, and joining us once again to give us her recommendations for the best new podcast this month, including some spooky selections for Halloween, is the New York Times podcast proselytizer, Phoebe Lett. Phoebe, nice to see you in real life.
It's so good to finally meet you in person.
So our first podcast you're recommending is produced in three languages. This is so interesting. Mija, which means daughter?
Daughter, correct. Yes.
And it's being released in English, Spanish, and French.
Yeah, and apparently it went to number one in French and Spanish, which is really exciting for a 10-minute podcast that is basically an audio little piece of each character in this woman, whose name we only have as Mija, or daughter, in her life. So each, her mother gets a story, her father, and her brother so far. And it's just a really beautiful, beautifully textured. I think it's really indicative of how podcasts can be little tiny works of art that does what a personal essay can't.
That sounds so fascinating.
It's beautiful.
If you're a science geek, I was excited to see this on your list because I subscribed to this one right away. It's called Shortwave from NPR. Again, it's one of these shorter podcasts, which is kind of interesting. We could talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. What kind of topics are being covered?
The topics being covered are near and dear to my very unscientific heart. So the science behind the vaping crisis and the very scary details about vaping and what is actually out there, all covered within 10 minutes, basically. ASMR, which is something I don't experience personally, but I do know is a real condition. They go into what's actually happening to the brain, and they wrap it up in 10 minutes and explain to me why everyone's obsessed with slime on Instagram. I didn't get it.
This morning, I listened to the one about the rainforest.
Yeah,
and
that
rainforest
was so cool.
Barbie.
Right.
Which we'll discuss in a minute. But first, here's a clip from an episode. It's about the canopy and the science of the rainforest canopy. This is ecologist Nalini Nadkarni explaining why it's so important to protect the canopy.
I think it's important for canopies to be as intact as possible because they do foster so much diversity that you can get 70 species of mosses on a single tree. And each of those mosses is sort of living its life with its insects and invertebrates and supporting birds. And so it's just part of this sort of whole cycle of what makes a primary forest important.
It's kind of, I like about it that there's experiential reporting because the host goes out into the field and gets involved. The question I want to ask you, not about the content of it, but the first two podcasts we just talked about are only 10 minutes long. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that? I mean, for a while it was 22 minutes, that's the right length of time.
Right.
And then we got into the hour-long, you know, Bros Save America podcast.
I love that you say Bros Save America.
What about this 10-minute? What do you think it is about this? Are you seeing more of them?
Yeah. The NPR jumping more into daily shows, they have their politics podcast has become a daily. I think that might be the effect, the runoff effect of the daily, my beloved company production. But the 10-minute long podcast is actually becoming a lot more popular, I think, because it's a quick hit and it can take up your commute. 22 minutes was always that's the average commute, so let's make it for that. I think it can fit in however long of a commute you possibly have, unless you're walking to work from down the block, I think. Otherwise, you can be covered in 10 minutes. But I'm not sure what else we could see. There's so much room to move in 10 minutes, but you also have to cut out all of your darlings if that's the case.
Well, sometimes can make for a tighter story.
Absolutely.
My guest is Phoebe Lett. She is the podcast proselytizer for the New York Times. She is telling us a bit about some of the podcasts we might want to check out. So as of this morning, a new podcast called Office Ladies. Who are the Office Ladies?
Pam and Angela, not terribly close in the actual original Office show on NBC, but in real life, they are best friends, and I had the privilege of talking to them in a little Q&A before their show went up last week. And it turns out they are so close that they made each other cry at how much they love each other in our interview. It was all cut out of my interview because everything beautiful and heartwarming is cut out. But
Two actresses?
It's Jenna Fischer and a woman named Angela Kinsey. She got the same name as her character. So they are basically doing a recap, kind of like West Wing Weekly, the way that Josh Molino would do every episode and talk about the behind the scenes of the West Wing. But this time with everyone's favorite show to binge watch, which is The Office. I learned in reporting on this that The Office is Netflix's number one show, even outranking Stranger Things or all of its other shows. So it's pretty amazing that 15 years after that Office sitcom came out, it's still incredibly relevant and holds up, which is not the case for a lot of late aughts TV shows.
My 11-year-old is obsessed with The Office.
This is the thing. Middle schoolers love it. I don't know why, but I think it's fascinating that a workplace sitcom in Scranton, Pennsylvania can be an obsession by middle schoolers.
Because it's like middle school?
Right. That's what they said. They said, wherever you are, you probably have a weird desk mate that you try to prank or something like that. And it's relatable, regardless of where you are, I guess.
So they're giving us behind-the-scenes information about the episodes. Are other actors coming on?
Yeah.
What's it going to be like?
I think in the third episode, they said they'll have Rainn Wilson, who plays the infamous Dwight Schrute. He'll be jumping on the episode. They'll have their props master. They'll hopefully be having everyone. I know they're very close with a few of the other, Meredith, the other character. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they should have others on. And it's episode by episode, so I haven't rewatched in a very long time, and I listened to it, and it felt like a warm hug from 2005 just came out of my earphones and wrapped around me.
You're not alone, because it is currently at the top of the podcast chart being released this morning. So that's Office Ladies. Another podcast for people who want to learn a little bit is You're Dead to Me from BBC Radio 4.
Yeah, I love this one. BBC makes a million podcasts all the time. It's sort of hard to keep up with everything they make. But this one is a really fun podcast if you like comedy and or history. It is a host and one historian and one comedian. The historian is telling us the side of everything from Joan of Arc to Napoleon, what we didn't know, and a lot of debunking all of the misconceptions. Napoleon wasn't that short, all of these other things. So it's really fun, and then the comedian kind of just riffs, and at the end is quizzed on how much they can remember about the new information they've been given. It's very fun.
It is fun, and you do learn fun facts. This is what I learned about how to actually pronounce Napoleon's name from You're Dead to Me from BBC Radio 4.
Yeah. And they're not called Bonaparte at this point. They're Bonaparte. Okay, now, that's a so terrible accent.
They're
I'm
Italian.
Really sorry.
Right.
They're essentially Italian.
Bonaparte.
Napoleone Bonaparte. His uncle is Napoleone.
Napoleone Bonaparte.
Napoleone Bonaparte.
Just sounds like an ice cream manufacturer.
Giuseppe. Right? Yeah. This is awful. I'm just going to sound like Super Mario.
Because the family was from Corsica. And by the way, I need to correct myself. My producer just sent me a note that The Office Ladies was at the top of the charts this morning, not released this morning, but on the top of the charts
yes.
this morning.
It's been up there since they put out a 19-second teaser, is wild.
That is wild. You have some fiction podcasts for October. One is called Moonface by someone actually who was a guest on the show, Joachim Booster.
Oh, awesome.
What is it about?
So it is a series. It's a short series. I think there's 6 episodes. It's fiction, and it's a story of a Korean-American man who is coming to grips with his sexuality and sort of really expressing himself and his homosexuality, but having trouble with the fact that his mom doesn't speak his language. She doesn't speak English very well, and he wants to come out to her, but can't. And it's very moving. It's a really moving story of child of immigrants trying to communicate.
You have another podcast on here, which is moving as well. It's also, I like this about your list. It's not just, hey, fun jokes and news. It's like, well, here are some ways that we can actually explore our emotions and things that we're going through. This one is called No Feeling Is Final, hosted by Honor Eastley. Who's Honor?
Well, Honor is somebody that I didn't really know about until I think Third Coast just had their awards, and this was one of the podcast that got an award, so I checked it out. It's an Australian podcast by ABC down there, and Honor is someone who, like me, struggles with depression, and she, I think, encapsulates what it feels like to have a depressive episode or a little demon sort of in your head telling you that you're horrible all the time. It's something that I think podcasting is perfect for this kind of a storytelling, because it is the sort of thing that is very difficult to put to language, but when you hear it, when you hear yourself represented in that way, like I did, you're just like, oh, that's it. That's the small demon, or, you know, whatever it is, whatever you call that inner monster in your head. So it's a really, really personal and tough, but it's not gruesome or dark. It's just, it's really someone struggling with something that I think is a lot more common than, you know, we normally talk about.
And it allows people to experience and consume it privately.
Right, exactly.
Until maybe they're ready, able to put their own words to it. And I know I went to her website, the website for her this morning, and they have on the website a lot of different resources for
yes.
people. So they're being very responsible
oh, yeah.
as well.
Yeah, it's definitely something I try not to like trigger myself into falling into sort of a sad and mental spiral, as I call them. But this doesn't do that for me. Instead, mm-hmm. it's really comforting to hear that I am not alone.
The name of that is No Feeling Is Final. My guest is Phoebe Lett. She is the podcast proselytizer for the New York Times. We're giving you some reviews and previews of some podcasts you might want to check out. All right, since we're Halloween adjacent, we're getting there. You picked out a couple of spooky ones for us. You described this one as clutch your chest scary. What is the premise of Edge of Sleep?
Okay, Edge of Sleep is difficult for me to get through because it is so scary. It is, the idea is if you fall asleep, you will die. And so it is an incredibly immersive podcast. And by immersive, I mean it feels like a movie that you're watching, but no visuals. So it feels like you are dropped in the middle of this scene and it's almost like zombies have taken over or some kind of sleeping sickness has taken over, but fall asleep and you die. So everyone in the podcast is like, stay awake. But it's the music, it's very immersive and haunting, and it I can only listen to one at a time before I have to like take a walk.
Well, we're gonna play the trailer. Okay. Are you okay?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's the trailer for Edge.
I checked every house on this side of the street.
Any survivors?
No.
Were all the victims lying in their beds?
Most of them. A few were on their couches. How about your side?
Same thing.
What's going on?
I don't know, but we are in the middle of a pandemic.
It's not what I thought the end would look like. There are no bodies in the streets, no burning cars, no hordes of zombies picking off survivors. It's more like the world went to sleep and never woke up.
Beware of the elephant.
Yep, creeped out.
Yep, it's scary.
Creeped out. It wouldn't be a podcast segment without a true crime podcast.
I know.
But this one does not revolve around a murder. This is called yeah. Oddball.
Yes, I've been looking at Halloween picks, and I think that there's something kind of icky about picking a true crime where someone's body or maybe someone's family member's body is at the center of the horror. So I was really excited to find out about this WJCT podcast out of Jacksonville, Florida. It is a true crime podcast, but it's about a unidentified flying object that is found in someone's basically backyard, and the government gets involved. It's very fun and very interesting, and nobody has to die.
Let's listen to a clip from Oddball about a mysterious orb.
The ball rolled from the center of the table all the way to the edge and stopped. And it was almost like, hey, don't forget me.
And do you remember your dad saying that he personally witnessed it?
Yes.
News reporters showed up.
Mystery sphere, a bug from outer space.
Finders of mysterious sphere still seek a space link.
A lot of them.
Bizarre sphere is Castle's latest mystery.
Oddball, now being scrutinized by Navy.
The news went national and international.
UFO expert to study oddball. Ball baffles scientists.
Is that far out steel ball from...
Odd sphere puzzles Navy.
The Metz family found the ball in a wooded area north of Heckscher Drive 2 weeks ago and have been trying to figure out what it is ever since. Navy ordnance experts picked up the ball this morning, but not before signing a receipt. In fact, Mrs. Betts is so concerned she's considering insuring the ball with Lloyd's of London. Do you have any theories as to what the ball might be?
Makes me think of Orson Welles mm-hmm. in a way. Okay, before I let you go, we've been talking about these new podcasts. What is a second season that is worth diving into of a podcast that people might know about already?
Well, I'm really excited that all of the second season of The Horror of Dolores Roach just came back from Gimlet/Spotify now. The first season just gripped me. It's Daphne Rubin Vega. She produces and she also stars in it. The original Mimi and Rent and a lot of other great theater star. And also, I think Bobby Cannavale was in the first mm-hmm. season. He's not in the second season, spoiler. But the second season has come back. I thought when it ended, it was perfect. It's basically the Sweeney Todd of the Upper East Side. So it's very fun, and but with empanadas, not pies.
And you know what? Daphne Rubin-Vega is going to be a guest to talk about it.
Oh, you're so lucky.
On our show coming
so
up.
Jealous.
Phoebe Letts, the podcast proselytizer from the New York Times. Thank you so much for coming in and for all the recommendations.
Thank you for having me, Allison.
This is All of It on WNYC.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.